Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Today, thousands of North Coast residents will test their earthquake preparedness during the Great California Shakeout. At 10:18, the earthquake drill will begin. Residents can see how prepared they are for an earthquake. More than 8 million Californians have registered for the test, as well as more than 30,000 on the North Coast. This is the fifth annual Shakeout. It gives residents a chance to plan for evacuations, check preparedness kits, and stay abreast of new technologies involved in preparing for and surviving an earthquake. The City of Eureka announced that a key player in any future east-west rail line originating in Humboldt County has joined the Upstate Railroad Connect Committee. The City of Eureka has received a $25,000 grant to assist in the committee's work. All parties have agreed to a memorandum of agreement to support a study exploring the feasibility of an east-to-west rail line that would connect Humboldt Bay with national rail connections in the Sacramento Valley. Sheriff's deputies responded to a residence on Palmer Boulevard in Fortuna Monday in search of a 43-year-old Timothy Ramirez, who was wanted on 8 outstanding warrants, including 2 felony domestic abuse warrants and 3 probation violations. When deputies knocked on the front door, they were allowed inside, found a man matching Ramirez's description in a back bedroom. Ramirez first told deputies that he was not the man they were looking for, and his name was Michael Ramirez, not Timothy. Further investigation proved the claim to be false, and Ramirez was arrested. Deputies also found a 12-gauge shotgun and ammo in the room, and in addition to being booked on the warrants, Ramirez was also booked on a weapons possession charge, providing false information to a police officer. The term seasonal worker applies to industries up and down the coast, from the agricultural communities to the construction industry. But in Humboldt County, the term usually means an influx of folks looking for work in the underground marijuana industry. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza is familiar with the folks who make their way to Humboldt County to trim marijuana plants.
It's been a real problem for all of our staffs, and we're not quite sure the demographics behind them, but a lot of people seem to be calling them the kids with the trimmer scissors looking for employment. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but there's a lot of them. They're young, and they kind of hang around, and quite a few of them have been creating some challenges for the police department and the businesses. And what I keep telling people is this rain we had last night certainly didn't hurt.
Mendoza goes on to say that the new people have an impact on the city. It's not always positive.
I always say when we have this discussion is I always say don't profile what people look like, but profile what they do. So, yeah, if people want to lay out and do nothing, then that's fine with me as long as you're not hurting anybody else. But when they come in and they're doing drug deals and they're shoplifting and leaving their abandoned school buses for us to dispose of at about $800 to $1,000 a pop when they don't run anymore, those are examples of a severe impact on a small community.
The North Coast is a magnet for workers who arrive during marijuana harvest season and earn good money trimming marijuana plants. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Caltrans is inviting the public to a pre-construction open house next Tuesday discussing the Willits Bypass Project. The meeting will be held at Willits City Hall from 5 until 8 p.m. Both Caltrans representatives and representatives from the construction companies contracted to do the work will be on hand to answer questions. The bypass project will reroute traffic around downtown Willits and has become the focus of lawsuits by environmental groups who argue the project can be done more simply and more cheaply and with less environmental impact than the plan that has already been approved. For more information, contact the Eureka Caltrans office. Over the weekend, human remains were discovered in an area behind the military recruiting offices in Eureka. Those remains have been identified as those of 37-year-old Benjamin Lewis Thompson, a local transient. A toxicology screen has been scheduled for the remains, and identification was difficult due to the condition of Thompson's body. With the KINS and 7 News, I'm Anthony Mantova.